Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we've made some great moves in the diabetes front. So, you know, we have an obesity epidemic, all right? There's no doubt. And I think one thing that drives the obesity epidemic is our success in curbing smoking. People used to smoke not because they were getting a buzz or because they were getting a high, but a lot of people, especially women, and not to stereotype, but, you know, this is where Virginia Slims came from, and this is where a lot of the ads came from. But when a woman would feel she was starting to get a little hungry, rather than eating and hitting, you know, some carbs or bonbons or whatever was, at, you know, there at the time, they'd reach for a cigarette. And cigarettes kept women from eating. I saw it in my family. Then they had to stop smoking. Smoking was dangerous. Smoking could cause cancer. Smoking could cause secondhand smoke pathologies like cancer and, you know, COPD and emphysema. So not only could you have poor lung function and cancer and heart disease, but so can your loved ones. So we started to get people off smoking, and they gained weight. Was it the habit because they were able to put something in their mouth? Was it because the nicotine curbed their hunger? I told you I had a patient who I was trying to have, you know, get to quit smoking. And I'm like, look, what have you tried? And, you know, what can I do to help? She's like, I don't want your help. I don't want to quit smoking. And I'm like, well, why not? And she's like, girlfriend, how do you think I'm staying so slim? And I'm looking at her and I'm like, wow, maybe I should consider it. And I won't. But, you know, I got to tell you, I was never as skinny as my mom or, you know, some of my other family members who had model bodies. And unfortunately, they had credited it to their smoking. Now, luckily, everybody in my family is off smoking, but it's now we have an obesity epidemic. People are overweight that don't need to be. And then with an obesity epidemic, we have more arthritis. We have more back pain. We have more high blood pressure. 1 in 3 Americans have pre-high blood pressure. And now, diabetes. 1 in 3 Americans are pre-diabetic. Diabetes has exploded. And increased weight is, at, you know, to blame. Now, we talk about how weight can affect diabetes. Type 1 diabetics, they're usually skinnier. Those are the ones where early on in their lives, they're not making insulin, and insulin is kind of the key to the door to get the sugar from the bloodstream to the cell. So they lack insulin. We give type 1 diabetics insulin, and they can hopefully live, hopefully gain a little weight, be fed, you know, because sugar in the bloodstream doesn't do much. We got to get, you know, glucose and into the cell, because our cells do need glucose, not too much of it. And so with type 1 diabetics, they always need to be on insulin. But for type 2 diabetics, even though some of them might need insulin, because maybe their insulin isn't working that well or they don't have enough insulin, they have something called insulin resistance or something pushing against the door that insulin is trying to open, so to speak. And so with obesity, we try to cure diabetes by getting people to lose weight, getting people to eat less sugar, getting people to exercise more. And so some of the newer medications that we've seen in the last 20 years have to do with weight loss. So we have a very interesting study coming from Novo Nordisk, where a 2,000-person trial, participants injected themselves with either semaglutide or placebo for 68 weeks. And patients in the drug arm saw an average of 15% weight loss compared to just 2.4% on placebo, and almost a third lost more than 20% of their weight. Meaning if you have somebody that weighs 200 pounds, they might lose about 40 pounds. Now, this research was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. This is a huge game changer and an important milestone because we really don't have a lot of quote-unquote obesity medications that help prevent or treat type 2 diabetes. But semaglutide is in a class of medications called incretin mimetics. And these incretin mimetics, they work by helping the pancreas release a more precise amount of insulin when blood sugar levels are high. But it works differently than the sulfonylureas, where the sulfonylureas kind of like tap the pancreas to just shoot out more insulin. The incretin mimetics work a little differently. And so the FDA did approve it. I think it's under the name Rybelsus. And I think it's similar to Ozempic. And it, and I think it's a little simpler, similar to Byetta. I need to double check that. But semaglutide is a glucagon-like peptide receptor agonist. So glucagon also helps make sugar. So if you block glucagon's ability to do what they're doing, you also make less sugar. So when you work from the insulin front, when you work on the prevention of sugar front, you can then luckily make some movements. So, and I know some people are like, well, you know what, sign me up. I will inject myself with this medication. Well, hold the phone. It still has to be, you know, approved by insurance companies. It might still take some money. Some of you have asked about bariatric surgery. Bariatric surgery has shown huge efficacy in controlling people's diabetes and weight if the weight stays off. I've known many people to fail their bariatric surgery. So if you do it correctly and you follow the bariatric surgery guidelines and you don't, you know, overeat, you don't go back to your old habits, and you work with the smaller stomach pouch that you have, there's a whole bunch of different types of bariatric surgery. We've talked about the Roux-en-Y why, where we kind of adjust some of the plumbing and, you know, cut part of the stomach. There's the lap band, which is losing popularity, where you put a band around a stomach to kind of decrease its volume on the inside, squeeze it a little bit. And then there's the sleeve gastrectomy, where you remove part of that pouch of the stomach so that you don't have to play around with the tubings, and the esophagus and the intestine get to still be where they are. And it makes the stomach area smaller. But I've seen people fail because they go back to their old habits. So losing weight is definitely key. This was huge. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So how many of you have ever been in a car accident? You really get traumatized. You get PTSD from car accidents. I had, I believe, 3 or 4 car accidents in a very short period of time when I was in medical school. I had moved to California and done my last year at UCLA. And even though I had learned to drive in Las Vegas, Nevada, And in Southern Nevada, you have a bunch of L.A. drivers. And I don't want to stereotype, but L.A. drivers do have a different set of rules. And they do have more aggressiveness. And many of them get the job done. You know, but for some of us Southern Nevadans, you know, we're like, well, I'm going to kind of, you know, not that we have an accent, but I sometimes get an accent, you know, growing up in Phoenix and being around a lot of cowboys, you know. I just kind of sometimes take my time, listen to my music, and I'll get there when I get there. And then you have a Californian person kind of come in and out, weaving in and out. You're like, dang, I miss my off-ramp, my exit ramp. So when I moved to L.A., I was in Sherman Oaks, which is in the Valley area. We got an apartment, which we could afford. It wasn't as expensive as other apartments were, and it was close enough to the freeway and close enough to Ventura Boulevard. So if I had to get to the in-laws or whatever I could, it was still about an hour and a half commute to get to the UCLA campus or to some of the hospitals I had to go to, even though I was probably only maybe, I don't know, 10 miles away at that. And I don't know how, but I would get hit by cars. Not sure what I was doing. One, this was really interesting. One, I think, happened. I was on Ventura Boulevard, which is a main street that goes through the valley, and we're talking through multiple cities, Woodland Hills, Tarzana, Thousand. I mean, you get Canoga Hills. Anyway, so it's this long artery, and I was just driving down the street. And I was coming back from work, and I just remember a car with reverse lights, and I hit them. So my guess is the car stopped, was trying to parallel park, and then I hit them. But the more severe accident I had was when I was on the freeway driving to my husband to see him when we were dating from Nevada to California, and I had to make a turn, and somebody just T-boned me, and I mean almost flipped the truck, and I was in the hospital, and it was, luckily I was okay, I walked out of it. But it's interesting because the first day, as long as you don't have any severe injuries, you're feeling pretty, you know, you're feeling pretty shooken up, but you're like, I'm good. I don't need anything. I don't need any medicine. I'm good. And then comes day two. Then comes day three. Then comes day four. And you just get stiff. And muscles on the micro level probably tore. Your vertebrae was shifted. And the third to fourth day after a car accident could be the worst. And then there's people feeling guilty. Now, they'll get approached by an attorney. I never hired an attorney with any of my car accidents, but I'll tell you when that is applicable, all right, because sometimes you do need help. But now you're thinking, okay, I need to go see the doctor. And you've been paying money for your car insurance. You've been paying money. Some of you even have MedPay on your car insurance that covers medical. And so you decide, you know what, I need to go and see a doctor. But the car accident was a few days prior. Now people are going to think you're lying, or people think, okay, you just want money. Now, your average physician and healthcare provider will not think you're lying. But everybody around you, like, really? You can't go to work, really? So we do need to educate people that day one of an accident is not always bad. People can walk out of it sometimes if they're lucky. But day two, three, four, you're going to see some call-outs. In Texas, you're going to see multiple people call out. I'm not sure if you heard, there was a 100-car pileup in Texas. This was on the I-35 in Fort Worth. Five people died. Many more injured. Firefighters have been going car to car looking for people who urgently need medical help along the crash site. They're having trouble accessing the vehicles because the freeway is so icy. So this was caused by Winter Storm Shirley. This wreaked havoc across multiple southern states. And this 100-car pileup happened this morning, about 6:30 a.m. local time. We don't know how it started. You see a FedEx truck losing control in some of the video on this downhill stretch of the freeway, according to Daily Mail. Then it plowed into a barrier. Cars behind it then started smashing into it. So if there was black ice or icy road conditions, people were obviously starting to slip inside. Now, the crash site stretches for 1.5 miles along the freeway. Traffic is backed up for miles. So the 100 cars take up, you know, 1.5 miles. Traffic is backed up even longer. Authorities are describing it as a mass casualty incident. It includes cars stuck beneath 18-wheelers and pickup trucks. According to MedStar, an ambulance service on the ground, the number of people critically injured is currently between 40 and 50, but unfortunately it's growing by the minute. Now, another worry is not only the trauma from the accident, but also the hypothermia. It's about 27 degrees Fahrenheit, they're saying. So if people are trapped in a car, they can't turn it on, they can't get their heat, they are now stuck, and they could have hypothermia. There are people stuck in their cars as we speak. They say this is one of the worst of multiple crashes across Texas that they have seen by a storm. Another person died in a crash in Dallas. Two others were killed in other incidents Wednesday night and Thursday morning. But this is just horrific and horrifying. So we'll keep you posted. Still people trapped. More details to follow. And firefighters and first responders are working tirelessly to help those people. In fact, there was another incident where 26 cars crashed into each other in Austin. I'm sure if anybody died, that's also breaking news. We're trying to get some more details on that. But overnight, Winter Storm Shirley had dumped sleet and froze roads across southern states. It's not done. It's expected to still move on and affect many of the southern states. So one of my listeners about a year ago had asked, when do you get a PI attorney, a personal injury attorney, with an accident? It's very interesting because you notice doctors don't talk about a lot about attorneys. We don't. Well, many times we need, you know, attorneys, and I've used an entertainment lawyer, you know, for a show contract. I mean, we use lawyers. We all use lawyers, maybe so for our wills. But when it comes to personal injury, there's a lot of debate. And I have actually found uses for personal injury representation, and I've even at some times suggested it if I had seen in the past an insurance company stop my patient from getting medical care. So what I thought was, you know, completely insane is I finally win a fight, right, to, you know, an insurance company saying, I'm not going to pay for an MRI. I'm not going to, you know, because somebody had an accident and they're having numbness and tingling and I think they might have some disc disruption and it's been months. I don't order an MRI day one. I mean, I'll order it if I think months down the line there's a problem, obviously. And then the insurance company goes, oh, you know what? Nope. This was a car accident. We don't cover it. Now, I don't know if that technicality got fixed by the ACA or not. I doubt it. It won't cover pre-existing, it has to cover pre-existing conditions. But if there's a workers' comp issue, or if there's a, there's an accident, sometimes insurance might not cover it. So then there has to be car insurance getting involved, right? Or the opposite happens, where the car insurance company says, you know what, nah, we're not going to cover that MRI, but the patient doesn't have health insurance. So now what happens? So the only time it's really rare to see a doctor say you need to get an attorney, but when I am trying to get my patient care and the accident was not their fault, the other person was cited, they have all the documentation, I need to order a test, and they won't let it happen, sometimes the insurance company doesn't listen to me. They get the help of a personal injury attorney, the insurance company goes, yes, we're going to pay for the MRI or the scan. So, again, as long as it's justified, none of my tests ever got turned down when it came to accidents because I knew the rules and I knew when it had to be justified. Like I said, I didn't order it day one. So personal injury attorneys do have a huge role in representing clients that unfortunately are not going to be able to get the care that they need, you know, or that they might deserve in a claim. And so, you know, that's where I definitely see their relevance and their worth, especially. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
The following showing as a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time unemployment jobless claims are falling for a fourth straight week as the previous week's total was revised higher. The Labor Department reporting 793,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week. Those numbers out as President Biden is continuing to push his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Regarding that relief plan, Michael Strain is a director of economic policy studies at AEI. He tells CNBC,
there are a lot of things that this bill spends money on that would actually set the recovery back. The unemployment benefit checks, for example, would hold the recovery back while also costing a lot of money. The direct checks to households won't help the recovery, but will also add considerably to the size of the bills.
And the impeachment trial of former President Trump continues in the Senate. USA Radio News. For 154 days last year, a man was in and out of Boston hospitals fighting a losing battle with COVID-19. He did not survive, but researchers say his rare case could help them better understand how the virus mutates. The man whose identity was not released was first diagnosed in the spring of 2020. Dr. Jonathan Lee is an infectious disease specialist at Harvard Medical School.
This particular case is, in retrospect, a harbinger of what was to come. And I think that it just goes to show that we need to do a better job of monitoring the spread of these variants, and that only by looking for these variants will we be able to detect it. And that it's something that I think we haven't done as well up to now.
That audio, courtesy of CBS News. The national anthem is back on for Mavericks games in Dallas. The NBA issuing a statement saying it's league policy for all teams to play the anthem. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You show 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So we've been talking about first dates, we've been talking about love and Valentine's Day, but let's be practical. We're in the middle of a pandemic, so we can't do the typical first date. We can't meet up at a restaurant or movie theater, and so we're kind of relying more and more on tech. So joining us today to talk more about how to still spur a romance using tech is Sunita Mohanty, product lead at Tuned App by Facebook. Sunita, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, this is fantastic. Tell us what the Tuned App is.
Yeah, so, you know, 2020 was quite a year. It was a year where we were discovering new ways to form and maintain relationships, and one where long-distance relationships have taken on a totally new meaning when you're just maybe going into the room next door. So as we approach Valentine's Day, that will look a little different this year. Couples are turning to tech to find new ways to connect, and that's what this app is all about.
Gosh, that's fantastic. So is it within the Facebook platform? Is it a separate app?
It's a completely separate app, actually. So we're just part of the same company, but it's a completely separate app.
Well, that's fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about how it works.
Yes, well, Tuned can help you close the distance, emotional or physical, in your relationship. Tuned gives couples creative ways to stay connected, whether it's sending virtual cards or sharing your mood throughout the day or testing how well you know each other with fun little challenges.
I love that. See, you know, I speak a lot about that on my show in terms of it's not just about, oh, I love you or you're cute or you look hot. You know, sometimes what really makes us tick is knowing the little things about us or picking up on our habits, and that means somebody is really taking the time to get to know you. And I like how this, so, you know, how, what are some of the examples of some of the things that you can, you know, communicate to somebody that you care about?
Absolutely. It's all about the little things. So you can start by sharing your moods with each other, to make sure that you can get on the same page when you have time to come back together. But if something's happening through your day and it makes you feel great or it makes you feel a little sad, you can set that mood and share it. And so your partner will know a little bit more about what's going on. You can also share little gratitudes, things like cards or stickers or photos that can tell your partner that you are thinking about them or care about them.
We're speaking to Sunita Mohanty, product lead of Tuned App by Facebook. So with Facebook and all the things they're doing with Marketplace and the platform, getting into love is you know, a little bold. You know, how successful do you think this could be as the pandemic starts to hopefully lighten and people start to see each other in person? Do you see this as still keeping the spark going, a vehicle for that?
Absolutely. I think there's still going to be so many ways that couples are turning to technology to deepen their connection. And, you know, we found that in a survey of Tuned users, over 80% of people using Tuned told us that they were actively seeking new ways to increase connection with their partner. I think this pandemic has really made all of us examine how we stay connected to the people we care about and the importance of our relationships. And this idea of feeling alone together isn't new. That, you know, we're talking about more and more, given that we're sitting here on our couches, sitting next to each other and scrolling on our phones, but that's been around for a while. And so I think now we're just more aware of it, and couples are interested in knowing how to find more to talk about and deepen their connection.
That's so true. You do run out of things to talk about. I've been married to my husband now for 24 years, and the dishes and the garbage and the cat and dog poop doesn't really do it. So I thank you for, you know, the ideas. We're definitely going to log in. Now, you know, Valentine's Day, I think, is one of the most difficult holidays, not only for couples, but for single people. Can you use this app to connect with friends?
So you can use this app with any other one person, whether we actually do have stories of people who are using this with a close friend. And so the whole premise is that it's just a private space for you and one other person. We have a lot of the questions and prompts and cards that are geared more towards romance, but there's lots of things about just sharing your emotions, sharing positive feelings for each other that are 100% appropriate for friends.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, my husband, if he takes a picture of me, he does a very bad job and apparently gets every curve and every extra pound that I don't see, if even existed, he's able to capture it. What are some pitfalls that you would warn people to do if they're going to share pictures or certain insights? Like, Dahlia, you snore, and I love the low tender of your snore.
Yeah, that sounds very common. So, you know, we have some interesting features where you can put a privacy filter on top of any pictures you share. Obviously, these are all just kept between you and your partner. Nobody else is seeing anything in the app. And so I think we find that people are sharing things that are less filtered and, you know, have less kind of ways of being polished because it's just the two of you. So hopefully you're okay, you know, if those pictures are kept there. But we also have ways that you can add a little filter on top that makes it kind of fun and pixelated. Kind of, we call it our not safe for work filter. So if you want to share anything a little spicier, you can also put that in there too.
Oh, fantastic. We're talking to Sunita Mohanty, product lead of Tuned App by Facebook. What's interesting is we've never been to marriage therapy, but all our friends that have been to marriage therapy, they're given homework. They're given tasks to do. And what I find fascinating about this product is it actually, it's almost like it was written by people in the psychology field, in those in marriage therapy, because some of the things that you have discussed are exactly what we recommend in marriage therapy to help, you know, the communication, the finding that first spark, remembering the first date, recreating it. Who developed it? What sort of research went into this?
Yes, well, it's not by accident. We took a lot of inspiration in researching and understanding the latest from people like the Gottman Institute and Esther Perel and experts out there who have, especially over the last year, become so much more prominent as people are talking about these issues more. But their research has been around for a long time, and a lot of the basics are just about the importance of doing small things often, turning towards each other and expressing gratitudes. And so these are actually really simple things that we can build in into the mechanics of the app, which we've really tried to incorporate from this research.
Exactly. Yeah, this would be great to partner with, you know, marriage therapists throughout, because it really seems to parallel much of the tasks that they suggest couples to do. So I see this being huge. So, you know, technology and romance, I don't think it's going to go away completely once, you know, things hopefully turn the corner with vaccines. Where do you see tech in our final minute going, you know, when it comes to romance?
Well, based on everything we've heard, we hear that 80% of people who we surveyed who are using Tuned, they tell us that they're actively seeking new ways to increase connection with their partner. And while this pandemic has made us all much more aware of how we stay connected with the people we care about, I think it's going to be a trend that continues. This idea of feeling alone together isn't new. It's one that we've been talking about for a while, where, you know, we could be sitting here on our couches and scrolling on our own phones next to each other, even though we're together. So we think that there's absolutely more room for tech to continue to play a big role in how couples deepen their connection.
Fantastic. How can our listeners find more information about Tuned?
Well, you and your partner can go try Tuned at couplesapp.co or search for Tuned in the Apple App Store.
All right. That's fantastic. Well, good luck. I mean, your efforts are fantastic. I hope this does bring people together and keep people together. And you have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much for having me, and happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
Thank you, Sunita. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So another recent study has looked at Americans' enthusiasm for the vaccine. Looks like more and more people are becoming more enthusiastic. In fact, the glass is half full on this one. As of a few months ago, half the country was not planning on getting the vaccine. In this latest, I believe, survey that was done in Washington, they found it's now a third of individuals, if I can find it, a third of Americans are now not wanting the vaccine. So we're making improvements. I know people are like, wait a second, well, if a third, that's 100 million people, and we might not get herd immunity because we need at least 70%. I don't know if we're going to really get herd immunity because it's just, there's just so many variants, you know, to this virus. And, so I'm not as optimistic about herd immunity. I really think COVID's going to go away before we reach herd immunity from a vaccination standpoint. But I think vaccination is going to play a very, very big role of chasing this virus out. Herd immunity is basically where people who can't get the vaccine are protected by those around them that can get the vaccine. So the kind of the big animals in the herd, you know, moo, they're the ones, you know, if they have immunity either from the virus itself or from the vaccine, then the virus really never gets to jump on a host. So the little babies in between the herd seem to be protected. That's kind of how I look at herd immunity. So what are the reasons for people having lack of trust? What are they open about? Well, one is they don't think it prevents them from getting COVID or spreading it. They still aren't convinced. All right. We'll talk about why. They just don't trust it. They say not enough testing has been done on it, and they say that the side effects are too dangerous. So, you know, I understand that there's these names people call anti-vaxxers, and as a physician that's pro-vaccine, I do not condone any sort of bullying or any sort of, you know, anti-vaxxer label, because many of the people and the parents that I spoke to that had issues with vaccines weren't doing it because they were crazy or just anti all vaccines. They were like, look, you know, my child looks healthy. You know, I saw what happened to a cousin of ours. I'm scared. My baby's sitting there moving and communicating. Can I wait before I stick something into my baby? And that's not that illogical. It's safer to do the vaccination program that, you know, the CDC has put out. And, you know, I don't want any kids getting polio anymore or tetanus and all the other things that we've been able to, you know, hopefully stop and stave off with vaccines. But I understand a parent's concern because there are a lot of vaccines, and that little baby's thigh, that little juicy baby thigh is going to get hit with a bunch of shots. And parents are kind of like, gosh, you know, am I doing the right thing? You know, I mean, should I let nature take its course? It's very interesting because a lot of the anti-vaxxers, you know, aren't thinking about alien theories and all that. They're thinking about the body's immune system. And so, you know, some people in immunology and some scientists also have an appreciation for a parent's, you know, hesitancy, shall we say, you know, because they really want the human body's immune system to do its job. The problem is when we're dealing with something like COVID or that polio-like illness where kids are starting to become paralyzed, all right, that scares me because what that means is sometimes our immune system doesn't handle it. And I don't want survival of the fittest when it comes to my babies, okay? I mean, I know people that don't have kids go, this is how nature does things. They're going to kill off the weak. It's going to hone down on the population, and those that are strong will survive and will be stronger. And so that's why there's some people that are anti-vax, because they're pro-evolution. They go, look, you know, this is nature's way. Why are we messing with nature? But I'm a mom, I'm a daughter, I'm a niece, I don't want, right, any of my family or my neighbors or my friends or anybody dying. So that's why I don't mind man-made vaccines. Maybe I'm making a mistake. You know, maybe I, you know, should let nature take its course and let there be that evolution of things. But you know what? I don't like forest fires either. I think a forest fire is devastating. And I understand it's a part of nature, but you want to know what? I'm living for the here and now. Okay? I got babies here and now. I really don't think my trying to stop a forest fire is going to really affect Earth to that degree. Just like, you know, I don't think us doing the vaccination rollout for a deadly virus or for a virus that causes some really weird things. We're going to be talking about this woman whose fingers all got gangrenous and necrotic, right, from COVID because it caused multiple little clots. This is some weird virus. And by the way, if this was tinkered with by man, we can't wait for nature to solve itself. You see? Excuse me, we do need to fight it. So that's how I look at it, and that's why I am pro-vaccine, but I do understand the fear people have. Now, the trust, people don't trust it. Oh, well, they're crazy if they don't trust it. I don't understand why. I am seeing the same people accuse anti-vaxxers, all right, of being crazy for distrusting the vaccine when throughout the whole year, right, or the Trump presidency, or even the Biden current presidency, they've been pushing, oh, well, you can't trust this, they've been doing this, they've been doing this. I mean, you know, the same people that are trying to battle the trust anti-vaccine argument has been already pushing the you can't trust Trump narrative. So, what do they want? All we've seen in the news is, well, you know, this could have been from China, or this could have been from Russia, or this could have been from, I mean, all these conspiracy theories keep getting pushed at people. Then all of a sudden, oh yeah, we did a shot, Operation Warp Speed. We created a shot, now get it. Of course people are going to be hesitant. I mean, you know, we want the American public to be a little wary. We don't want them to be sheep. You know, I know some governments might want people to be sheep. So if there is a person going, wait a second, how do I know it's safe? I welcome that conversation. I welcome that discussion. And that's why we're supposed to have checks and balances with people looking at the Pfizer data, the Moderna data. The FDA is supposed to look to approve it. I understand there's a lot of secondary gain in getting the vaccine rollout, but imagine the cluster. Imagine how deadly and destructive it could be politically to roll out a vaccine that's not safe. And people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, the government will just hide it. The administrations will just hide it if there's side effects. You can only hide so much. If it really is that deadly, if it really is that side effecty or that dangerous a vaccine, that's really hard to hide. You know, now true, Facebook is going to, you know, try to stop misinformation. I think we're also going to see that on Instagram. So there is this sense that people are going to be silenced if they do see side effects. But look, I'm going to tell you as a doctor, that's why I'm here until I get silenced. I'll be honest with you with what I hear. Okay? So if I get to hear it and see it and people convey it to me, I'll at least try to reach out and be able to spread the word. But currently, I am not seeing the danger with these vaccines. Yes, I do believe they can cause severe side effects, or anaphylaxis. We have seen some of those cases. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the deaths that have been reported were related to the vaccine. But as a doctor, we have to outweigh the benefits and the risks. And unfortunately, even though I don't want anybody to have a serious side effect to the vaccine, I don't think it's that dangerous a vaccine that it needs to be avoided. I think COVID is more dangerous. So that's where I came up with mine. Position on this. And so, you know, I'm taking it myself, and I'm taking it, and I'm being very transparent about how I feel. I told you guys I felt like crap those first couple days, but I could still work. I could still write. I still was very, very present, you know, on social media. So you guys could see that I wasn't lying. You know, nobody has come up to me and said, you push this narrative or we're going to go after your family. Nobody has said that. So I could be very, very honest about my vaccine experience. All right? I think, you know, maybe I should come up with a code. If anything like that happens, where I think governments are going to try to silence me, maybe I should come up with a code. Now, it can't be cookies, because I talk about cookies all the time. Cookies, cookies, cookies. You know what? This will be the code. This will be, you know what? I'll come up with something like, you know what? Let me come up with something. All right? I'll come up with a code word. It can't be cookies. You know what? Brussels sprouts. If I bring up a lot of Brussels sprouts, but you know what? I bring those up
too. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to.
Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.